This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, it's Carson and Kennedy. Welcome to the podcast for Wednesday, June 19th, 2019. We had a big family announcement from the show this morning. Also, a brand new What Did Barrett Say? He came across a phone booth, which he had never seen before. We talked to Deb, who is the, the Penguin Princess from the New England Aquarium, about their 50th anniversary. But again, the most important thing, a big announcement regarding salt. Producer Dan is now joining us in the studio. We have a family announcement to make. You know, I put together a short list, Kennedy, of, you know, big things that happen in your life.
In my life?
Yeah.
Okay.
Big things that happen in your life.
Uh-huh.
You know, like you get married. Or you get divorced, maybe you buy a home, or you have a child, maybe you get a promotion at work, or you move. Those are some of the biggest things that happen in your life, right?
Mm-hmm.
All of those things have happened for somebody on this show, like in the past hour, I feel like.
It's been a year. Been a year and a half.
Overachiever.
He has tried to stuff it all inside of about 60 minutes.
You gotta live.
And I am just super excited to see everything that has happened in his life on our show over the past 2 years. And very proud.
7.
Well, no, I mean just all the personal stuff in his life over the past 2 years. But obviously being a part of this show for the past almost seven and a half years, I think.
7 years, 3 months.
So do you want
to
who's counting?
You want to tell everybody what is happening, Salt?
So there was an incident in the refrigerator with a hot pocket.
I knew it.
And I'm no longer going to be here.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
No, I am leaving. I am moving to do a morning show in Hartford, Connecticut.
I'm just so proud of you. I'm so happy for you. I think it's just such a wonderful opportunity for you, mm-hmm. and I'll miss you terribly, but I couldn't be prouder.
Yeah, my wife and I, we're bringing the kids.
Oh, you're not going to leave more?
Yeah.
I'm keeping one.
How about the three-legged, one-eyed cat?
We're keeping all the animals, but yes, we are taking our talents to Hartford, and I will be...
LeBron Salt.
Yes. No, I will be joining a woman by the name of Christine down there, who's been in Hartford Radio for 20-plus years, doing mm-hmm. an amazing job, and we're going to be doing mornings on TIC. Down there. It's a sister station of us, the same company and everything like that.
Right. In fact, our boss, Sal, here is the boss down there.
Yeah, so it's the worst possible situation. Stuck. I don't even get away from him.
Right. It's kind of like getting a promotion, but then actually not getting a promotion.
Yeah. It's like I still get to see you just on different days now.
Thanks a lot.
Instead of like Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday here, it's like Monday, Friday there. It's like,
right.
I don't want to bookend the week with him.
He's getting his own show. They grow up so fast.
I know.
Salt and Christine in the morning. Bah, bah, bah.
Actually, it's Christine and Salt.
Yeah. Girl power.
Alpha. I have met her, and
yeah.
I love her.
Yeah.
And I'm just, I think you guys already have such great chemistry.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I cannot wait to see what you do. And I don't know how I'm going to live every day without you sitting to my left. I really and truly don't.
Yeah, I remember when you applied for the job and we had a bunch of people come in here and sit down and, you know, kind of sit in the room and figure out if the chemistry was going to work, including your former co-host that used to work together down in North Carolina.
Yeah, smoked him.
Right. And I remember when we got the demo and, we all listened to the demo and we had to come back into a meeting. And so your name came up and I was like, I don't hear it. Like, mm-hmm. I don't get it. Mm-hmm. And Kennedy was like, "You are so wrong. Go back and listen again."
I picked Salt up from the airport when he first got here.
Right.
And we were told by our consultant, this is a guy who helps us out, who knew you and who recommended mm-hmm. you, Salt. Mm-hmm. And he said, "Everybody falls in love with Salt."
Mm-hmm.
And as I picked him up from the airport, he got in my car. He's like, "How are you?" And I'm like, "I'm all done.
I love him.
I love him. We're done." Mm-hmm. It was just like immediate.
Funny story. I actually got in the wrong car first. And then I got in Kennedy's car. So I had to say that twice. Really weird.
Well, we are going to miss you. We're super excited for you and for Sarah. I mean, to get to do that, to do your own show again.
Yeah.
I know it's just something, you know, it's pretty special to do. And we've loved having you here. And the way you've opened up your life to us is pretty spectacular.
Yeah,
you know,
I
it's not something everybody can do.
Everything that you brought to this room, you really, when you got here, you changed this show. Mm-hmm. And
yeah, a lot more angry.
A lot more
that's
angry.
True. That's true.
What am I going to do?
Who's going to yell at Annie now?
Honestly.
Dan, that's going to be your job now. I feel
my
like...
confidence is going to skyrocket. I'm going to call you every day.
Dan's going to be job thriving. Is to keep Annie in check. No,
I won't let her get a big head over there.
No, I mean, it's been a wonderful, wonderful tenure here on the program. And I wouldn't be doing this if I didn't think Dan and Annie were going to be awesome. Because you guys are awesome additions to the show. Dan, you've been here almost as long as I've been here, just behind the scenes for most of it.
Yeah.
And Annie, well, you'll get better.
I've been working on my Luke Bryan impression, guys. Don't worry.
Oh, really? Thank you, Dan.
Annie was in the right place.
No.
Yeah. How about, are you taking Can't Lick Salt with you?
No, actually, they do Can't Beat Christine down there, and we're going to do that because Christine is really, really good at it. She's not quite...
I'm going to say she's the one person that I'll say yes.
Oh, you
please giving? Take the bit.
Oh.
Everybody else?
Sure.
Yeah.
I'll email you questions every day.
Again, if you're just joining us, the big announcement, Salt is leaving the show. His last day will be Friday.
They didn't even give me 2 weeks. They were like, no, you're not getting 2 weeks. Like, you get 2 days.
We've gotten a bunch of messages from Tamar. My emotions can't handle any more change. The last day of school yesterday with big changes ahead, and now this. Gah. Also, a message from our friend, Chef Jason Santos. Are you also announcing that I am the new third host?
Aw, hey, Jason.
No, but if you do want to make us some of your delicious
food.
Get away
from me.
You can't leave. Stop hugging me. That's weird.
Yeah, it's an HR violation.
So, anyway.
You can't.
Can you play something funny from Salt, please?
No.
We're out of time, Kennedy. We have to give away some tickets and find a finalist for the Mix.
Sorry, Kennedy, can't do it.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
My wife and I have an 8-year-old son, and Kennedy, I'd say we've been recording him since he was probably 6-8 months years old.
Yeah, as soon as he could sort of make sounds.
Right, just trying to get him to say whatever it was that we wanted him to say.
Which we did until he was old enough to say no.
Right, and now we just like to talk to him about things that are going on in his life. It is What Did Barrett Say? The He's Never Seen a Phone Booth edition.
What did Barrett say? What did Barrett say? What did Barrett say?
So just to set this up a little bit, we have some family friends that are visiting, my mother-in-law and my sister-in-law from Alabama, and then they have a son who's a little bit older than Barrett. Mm-hmm. And so they've been going out doing all the sightseeing. They went down to the cave. They went on a boat. They were walking around the city yesterday. And somehow my mother-in-law got them a private tour inside the state house.
Wow.
So they got to do all of the stuff, go down on the floor, you know. So I just asked Barrett, that's kind of where we started before he runs into this phone booth, you know, what did you do today?
We went to Fenway Park. We didn't. My friend Cash and his mom Casey, they toured it. We were just out looking for a bathroom.
Well, you just did the tour recently, didn't you?
Yeah, so that's why I didn't do it. But
so the whole time they were on the tour, you were just looking for a bathroom?
Yes. And then we went to State House. We did a tour.
Inside the State House?
Yes.
Where did you go?
Inside the State House.
But where?
We toured the whole place.
How'd you get a tour inside the State House?
Because you get invited.
Do you know who invited you?
This guy named Sean.
Wow, that was cool. I don't know Sean.
I don't either.
So what did you do while you were in there?
We got this to do the special thing. Well, we toured the place. And then we got to do the special thing where it was like where they do, like each 72 hours they do like a speech. And then we went down to where only members can go. And then there were telephone booths. So I called the guy, I think his name was Ben. I called him, and then he gave Cash his phone.
So there's a phone booth in the State House?
Not just one phone booth. There's one row, and then it stops, then there's another row.
You have to put money?
Nope.
They're free?
Yes.
And so how do you dial on the phone booth? What do you use?
numbers, and then
it wasn't a spinny thing. It was buttons.
Buttons, yes.
Apparently, the phone booths Kennedy in the State House are up to date. They're not the rotary buttons.
There hasn't been a rotary phone in booth in a really, really long time.
30 years, I'm guessing.
Easily. Whole thing is interesting, but I would like to say he called someone's mom by her first name. Is that what y'all do?
Yeah. What would you call her? It's not
Mrs.
Mom.
Whomever.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, or Miss.
Don't care.
Yeah, I guess.
I mean, Lana's a good Southern woman. I'm very interested that you can call other people by their first names.
I still, when I see my old neighbors from when I was a kid, you know, I still don't call them by their first name.
My
I'm like, Mrs. Waters, how are you?
Mrs. Williams, exactly. How are you today? Absolutely.
Yeah, no. Interesting. I didn't realize that kind of
thing. Never.
So it wasn't a spinny thing. It was buttons.
A spinny thing.
Yes.
And did it ring when you call somebody? Do you know what a phone ringing is?
Yes.
Okay. Well, stupid question. I'm sorry.
Thank you.
What did you think of the phone booth talking on the phone?
It was weird. I've never used one before, so I'm like,
did it have a dial tone?
What's that?
There is a
what's that? So interesting.
What's a dial tone? You have to remember, when we call people now on a cell phone, you don't get a dial tone.
No.
So he doesn't understand what a dial tone is. We're so old.
What's that?
I've used one before, so I'm like,
did it have a dial tone?
What's that?
There's like a before you dialed the number.
Oh, that.
That's called a dial tone.
I don't think so, no.
And the other thing is, there's a cord, right?
To the phone, yeah.
So you can't even walk around with it?
No. It was like a sitting down. You would sit down and just sit down and call someone.
You can't go anywhere.
Yeah.
You're stuck right there for as long as you're on the phone.
Yeah, and if you get into like full conversation, that's a couple hours, at least an hour.
So, was yesterday his first day of summer vacation? Like, he was off school yesterday?
He's going actually to school today, but he took off because there's some family.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Because I'm thinking, like, bathrooms at Fenway and a phone booth at the State House. This kid's crushing summer vacation.
Yeah, you guys really are hitting the high points of historical bottom.
Hey, let's go across town
camp
to find a crapper.
Play basketball. Let's go see some phone booths.
Let's go see some implements you could find in your house.
And a nasty bathroom somewhere in the Fenway area.
Antiquing with Barry.
Oh, my God. Meanie's crushing this vacation.
Oh, boy.
Dad, I don't want to go out with Meanie anymore.
I want to go to school.
Yeah, can I go back my last couple of days?
They're sightseeing again today, and he said last night, he's like, I go to school today? It's last day. So he's going to school for half a day
poor
today.
Kid. It's like, I've already done the Freedom Trail. I just want to go to school.
I live on the Freedom Trail, Dad. I don't want to go on it anymore.
It's literally at my front door. Come on.
It's like walking home.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
So if you missed the announcement earlier this morning, Salt is leaving us, Kennedy. Quitter. I mean, you know, it's only 7.5 years.
It's not 7.5. It's seven years, three months.
Come on.
Get it right.
Sorry, buddy. 7 1/3 years. So
a quarter. Do you know how to do math?
Nope.
I think we knew that.
I had a 1.6 GPA, Salt. Who are you talking to over here?
Got two right. It can't be Kennedy. Four.
Four.
Got a Mel. Nope. Got a Such.
So Salt has been on the show for, I think, about 4 years now, and there have been some pretty funny moments.
Ish.
No, Salt, you really brought some stellar stuff to this program.
Like the time you sang a Luke Bryan song. Do you remember that, Salt?
I do.
I do.
Let's do it again. On a Carolina evening, home from work early, Carson came upon something no man should ever see.
He crept into the room where his wife was sleeping. Or at least that's the way things ought to be. I'm allowed to use incorrect grammar because I'm country. He done heard some noises. And then he saw some moving. And then quick to realize what was going on. Oh, he caught her now. In the bed, she was cheating, doing real nasty stuff, even mooing like a cow. You got a hoe in the bedroom.
Hoe in the bedroom.
I'm kind of working on the refrain there. I need some help with that.
Oh my God.
Hoe in the bedroom. Hoe in the bedroom.
You done caught her now. You got a hoe in the bedroom.
Hoe in the bedroom. Hoe in the bedroom.
You done caught her now.
Can I just real quick?
My wife is so proud of me.
Ex-wife.
Yes. You should probably clarify. People are like, when did that, what?
Ex-wife.
Yeah.
That was the best.
That was the best of two worlds. That was Luke Bryan and Kenny Rogers.
Yeah, that was
your two favorite men.
Yes. I've honed my guitar and my Luke Bryan impersonation.
And we're gonna be featuring some of your more stellar moments.
I can't wait.
Over the next couple of days.
If you guys have favorites, let us know.
Sure.
I would love to play something that you remember because it might not be something we remember.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah.
Chances are I don't.
Last day is
fact.
Friday.
Same.
Carson and Kennedy. On Mix 104.1.
So the New England Aquarium is turning 50 and they're having a big celebration all year long. To celebrate turning 50, Deb Bobeck is from the New England Aquarium. Good morning, Deb.
Good morning, everyone.
Hello.
Deb's title is Penguin Princess.
Yes.
Yes, that's true. That is true.
Are they the biggest draw, the penguins? Because they're right there. You walk in and they're just going at it. Eating, pooping, making lots of noise.
People definitely love the penguins. They're a huge draw for us. They are just little, tiny, cute little birds, but they're actually noisy and kind of jerks.
I guess it's tough if you work there at the aquarium all day long and you hear them. We go in there for a couple hours and it's great. But then you're like, oh my God, after 8 hours, you're like, I need to go home.
I went to a cocktail party there. It was lovely.
No, it's great. They're fabulous. Mm-hmm. And they're so cute and people love to visit them. And we actually participate in a species survival program. Mm-hmm. So we're actually helping these penguins out in the wild too.
That's a quick question. As Penguin Princess, do you have a tiara?
I do not have a tiara, okay. But I think they should get me one.
We should make that happen.
For sure.
At least with full of pebbles or something like that. That's what the penguins do, right?
As long as you don't make it out of the penguin poop.
Oh.
And isn't that a fallacy that they mate for life, or is it?
No, they do mate for life. And we actually, at the aquarium, all of our penguins are tagged with bracelets on their wings,
right.
So we know which each individual penguin is and which ones are mated with each other.
They
You're
never
kidding
stray.
Me.
They don't have polyamorous relationships.
I'm not going to say never.
Okay. Yeah.
Would you drop a dime on a penguin if you caught it cheating on another penguin?
I don't know.
Okay.
All the penguins have names?
They have names, and they all the male penguins wear their bracelets on the left wing. All the female penguins wear their bracelets on their right wing, and you can remember this because women are always right.
I've heard that
now.
I see what's going on at the New England Aquarium. I love that you guys are always concerned about protecting the blue planet. I think that obviously educating people and understanding how important it is that we take care of our oceans and our waters and our sea creatures, because we need to continue living on the planet. It would be a good thing if these things were still around.
Yeah, I think that's one of the most exciting thing about this 50th anniversary for us is this is work that we've been doing for the last 50 years, and we're just continuing to do this work where we really want people to be engaged with our oceans and our animals and understand what they can do to help protect the oceans too.
All right. Good.
So have you ever found any of the animals, any of the fish that are in the aquarium, do they ever just look out at the legal seafood that's across the street
and they're like,
I don't ever want to end up there.
It's terrifying.
Well, we do actually serve seafood at the aquarium. We encourage people to eat seafood. We just ask
that
you make
good
seafood choices.
Mean.
We want you to make good, sustainable seafood choices. It is part of the food web. So it's okay to eat seafood. Just make sure you know what you're eating, where it comes from, and
that's
that you're making good seafood
choices.
Jimmy.
What is the cafeteria right now?
I feel like the fishes that they have in that big circular thing in the middle are not fishes that are normally placed on a plate.
No, that is true. That giant ocean tank, which is our largest exhibit, 200,000 gallons, has over 600 animals in it. Really cool exhibit.
And I want to swim in there.
Yes.
Wow.
Those turtles are awesome.
The turtles are awesome. And a fun aquarium fact is that that exhibit was built before the rest of the aquarium. So when we built the aquarium in 1969, that giant ocean tank was built first and the rest of the aquarium was built around it.
Huh. Nice.
That is amazing. I had
no idea. I
guess
you'd have to, wouldn't
you? What's the oldest animal in the aquarium? Do you know?
Well, the oldest is, of course, the queen of the aquarium, Myrtle, the green sea turtle.
Yeah, right.
We think she's around 90 years old.
Wow.
She's well over 500 pounds. She keeps that girlish figure with a nice diet of squid and her favorite vegetable, which is Brussels sprouts.
Really?
Interesting.
Go ahead, Myrtle. They're very trendy these days.
Yeah, they are very trendy.
Being old, that leads to my next question. So Deb is from the New England Aquarium. They are celebrating their 50th. Celebrities come to the aquarium all the time. I want to hear the story about Betty White coming to the aquarium.
Oh, Betty White is my all-time favorite celebrity visitor at the aquarium, and she is exactly what you would expect she is. She's an animal lover, so she came in. She wanted to get up close. She wanted the animals to bite her. She is funny. Yeah, I swear, she's funny.
Did she try and ride the whale skeleton that's hanging
that
up there?
She would have if we had let her. She was really so cool.
Get up there, Betty!
She's funny. She was irreverent, and if you ever get a chance to get a hug from Betty White, I highly recommend it.
Oh my gosh, I'm so jealous.
It was definitely a highlight.
There's a seal in the tank out front. Those are seals, right?
They are harbor seals.
Okay. Is that so? My wife's name is Lana, and every time we go, we see that there's one in there named with the same spelling. And is it Lana or Lana?
Lana.
It is Lana. Okay. Lana. You guys say it incorrectly. Yeah. My wife just wanted me to pass that along to you to fix the poor seal.
Okay. I will pass that along.
And what are you guys kicking off with the event tomorrow?
So we're really excited tomorrow, kicking off our 50th. We're going to have some really fun activities on the plaza from 12:30 to 3:30. Fun things for families to do, costume characters. And then we'll be continuing the fun on Saturday with a waterfront workout with Bespoke. And you can go on the waterfront and do a workout and then come into the aquarium as well.
Very cool.
Will the sea lions be working out as well?
Well, if you come into the aquarium, you will see during a training session our sea lions getting some good exercise for sure.
Sea lion yoga salt.
That's good stuff. Doing crunches.
It's good stuff, yeah.
You know, like they do it with the goats, right?
They got the dad bod's very hot right now, and the sea lions have dad bods. So. Right.
Well, the male sea lions for definitely do. But if you go into that exhibit with the fur seals and the sea lions, I've actually raced one of those fur seals before, and you cannot swim faster than a fur seal.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, you get to do so many cool things.
I know.
I'm very lucky. I'm very lucky.
I'm just like, are you hiring?
I want to go swimming. I want to be in with the penguins. I want to swim with the seals.
They have an anaconda there, too.
I just want to do it all.
We have several anaconda.
When I go there, you know, the place where the kids go to touch things?
Oh, yeah. The touch
tanks. I'm always there, and there's always a line of kids, and I'm like,
get out of my way, kids.
Yeah, I would never do
Auntie
that.
Auntie Kennedy's coming through. Move. Like, I want to touch the stuff.
I just want to touch the stuff.
Get away, kids. I don't have any. Move.
Yeah, I don't do that.
Keep your hand flat.
We'll make room for you.
Thank you, Deb. Thank you for coming in. It's awesome.
My pleasure.
We love the aquarium.
Great. Thank you.
Congratulations
so much.
On 50 years.
Thank you.
If you want to find out more, you can go to New England. I have it up here. I just lost my website.
Fish of the Sea.
NEAQ.org. Yeah, NEAQ.org.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
I want to play you some pretty funny audio from Live with Kelly and Ryan. Now, Ryan was out this particular day, and her husband, Mark Consuelo, was filling in. And this was the day after Father's Day, okay? So that's kind of where the story starts, the day after Father's Day.
Did you do something?
No.
Did something happen?
I showed up. I showed up.
No, it was Lola's birthday and Father's Day. Yeah. Now, Lola's birthday historically falls on other events. So Lola always feels mildly...
Shortchanged, right?
Shortchanged,
yeah.
Yes. Sure. I was going to say screwed, but you can say shortchanged. Shortchanged out of... us celebrating.
And she's not wrong.
She's not wrong. Yeah. There's usually somebody else's graduation that falls on her birthday, or it's Father's Day, or somebody else's birthday that falls on her birthday.
Or we're traveling
on her birthday, or it's, you know, it's some sort of statewide test that happens on her birthday.
That is the worst.
So, you know, she was very funny about it. She goes, if you really think about it, my only birthday that actually ever happened was my sweet 16. And that's because I was in the driver's seat. And I was like, well, that's really because we had your sweet 16 on the 15th.
That's
because
true.
The 16th was your brother's graduation.
Right. Oh, my gosh, that's true.
That's true.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
That,
so
that
the
is
only
true.
Reason we celebrated her sweet 16 is because it happened the day before.
It happened again. She knocked. Well, we thought she knocked on our door.
What do you mean you thought she knocked on our door?
And this is where it starts to get very awkward, Kennedy.
Mm-hmm.
Because their 18-year-old daughter walked in on them.
Mm-hmm.
Them doing
Sunday morning.
Sunday morning stuff.
Time out. No, she didn't.
Well, she opened the door is what happened. Is she opened the door and it was like, it was late morning and it was Father's Day.
And I'm going to be honest. I'm going to be honest. Not in the mood. There was
no.
People.
You weren't in the mood. I could tell you were going through the motions.
I was going.
The way they interact with each other too, like their body language during the show, just made me.
I am ready for Ryan to just go away. That's fine. Just have it the Kelly and Mark show because it is hilarious. I would watch them all day, every day.
They are
and on Sunday, except
together.
When they're in the
Kelly.
Room.
Relaxed. Right.
And, you know, and he was like, but it's Father's Day. And I was like, all right, that's not typically, doesn't conjure up amorous thoughts, but okay. If you, all right, okay.
So she opens the door and we see the door open and we're like, all right, you can close the door.
Yeah, we both say, no.
Knock, what are you doing?
I'm being resuscitated.
And she goes, I mean, and she's like, thanks a lot, it's my birthday.
She's like, she shuts the door and you hear, you just ruined my birthday and my life, and I used to see in color, and now everything is gray.
It's the best line of the
it's
whole
the greatest
thing.
Quote ever.
Used to
because
see in color.
I can imagine an 18-year-old huffing and puffing outside the door, yelling that at their parents.
You ruined my life.
I used to see in color. Ray.
I'm being resuscitated. Oh, my God.
It's
I love
so
them.
Good.
I love them.
Woo!
That's verbatim of what she
That's
said.
That's exactly.
And now we're having brunch. Father's
and now
we're
Day. Having awkward brunch.
We're sitting there with my father and my sister and the kids and Lola, and she's looking at us. She's like, and
no,
she said.
We're just like, everybody's eating. We're eating. We're like, this is delicious. That's delicious. And she's like this. She goes, you're disgusting.
And I'm like, my dad's here. I said, Lola. And she goes, you guys have no chill.
No chill.
No chill.
No chill.
Oh my gosh, I love it. Consuelo. Mark Consuelo. Consuelos, yes. Mark Consuelos and Kelly Ripa.
Stuff happens, man.
Mm. It does.
Stuff happens. That's why you need locks. Locks on doors.
Locks on doors.
Locks on doors.
18-year-old daughter doesn't walk in. And what was the line again, Salt? She said.
I used to see in color. Now everything's gray.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
I saw a lot of Instagram stories yesterday, Kennedy, of you at Fenway Park for some dog event. What was it you were doing?
It's called Dogs on Deck, and it's a fundraiser for the MSPCA. You've been there, Saul.
Yeah, I love that one. Oh, my God. All the dogs running around the park. It's awesome.
Yeah, so I've hosted it for like the last 4 years, and it's wonderful. You know, it just basically dogs. You get to be in Fenway Park without anybody else there.
Wow. I did not see Elvis, though. Did he not go?
I didn't take him, because usually when I've taken him, I had somebody else to help
he's
me.
He's been asked to leave. Yeah.
So is he thrown out of Fenway Park? What happened?
He might have peed near the seats last time, but
that's
no,
he got
I,
real drunk on
just,
a date with Annie once.
Passed out, blacked out.
Bubba would never.
I have to do so much that it's hard for me to.
Yeah,
to
it's like taking your kid to, you know, it's just stuff.
No, totally. Because he's on a leash and he wants to lunge at people, and a small child, not so much. 90-pound dog, pretty much.
Right.
But when I was there, I met a dog who is an Instagram influencer.
I'm sorry, what?
So,
is that a job?
There's this gal, and she's a remarkable supporter of the MSPCA and a lover.
Right.
But and she has a little poodle, and I was taking pictures because so many cute dogs dressed in clothes.
Yeah,
totally.
Sign me
they
up.
Do have the best outfits at that thing.
Oh my
it's amazing.
God. It's just nobody's in a bad mood. Everybody's no. smiling. There should be dogs everywhere. And she said, I was like, can I take a picture? And she said, of course. And she said, but we're influencers now.
So tag him, hashtag, blah, blah,
no,
blah.
No, not hashtag. You add him.
Oh.
At her.
Sort of like at Grumpy Cat, at Influencer
yes,
Dog.
Yes, and there's quite a few animals out there that I know are influencers.
Sure.
But
who's the most famous dog on Instagram? Is it that little
Snoop,
Pomeranian?
Snoop Dog.
And that little puffy Pomeranian?
There's a few. One is the gal who was injured in the Boston Marathon bombing, mm-hmm. her dog who mm-hmm. helped her
yeah.
Get through all that. They have a ton of followers because they wrote a book. That dog wrote a book.
When right. we went down to the Game of Thrones thing, you know, when yeah. we waited in line, the dog that I talked to, that dog's an influencer too.
Definitely.
Gets a
so
bunch
she,
of stuff on
she
there.
Handed me a business card.
For the okay. dog.
For the dog.
So the dog's business card. What is the dog's information?
Gosh, I've left it in my
like,
purse.
Does the dog have a phone number?
A paw print.
Does the dog have an email?
There's a picture.
GIF porn has 9 million, or GIF Palm, sorry, that's a different
it's
thing.
Like what?
GIF Palm has 9 million followers on Instagram. That,
people holy love, smokes. People love animals.
Right.
And so, yes, so I added her, of course, mm-hmm. and I tagged her in my pictures.
Okay.
And she had the cutest little Red Sox tutu outfit on, and I was
cute.
Like, what a cute outfit. And she goes, well, I get things for free now.
Because she's an influencer.
I was like, hashtag ad.
So the dog literally gets things sent to her.
It's Doug uh-huh. the Pug has 3 point, you know, It's Doug the Pug is another one. 3.8 million followers for It's Doug the Pug.
Sure. So how many followers does she have?
A few hundred. But sometimes you start out small.
Kennedy, I just don't know what I'm doing wrong.
Do you want free stuff, Annie? Do you really want to be one of those people that says, you know, people have been asking me about my skincare routine.
No, because you know I couldn't do that. They'd be like, you
know,
don't even shower.
You guys, I'm totally losing weight with Fit Tea. Are you like, do you
yeah,
want to be
seriously.
That person?
I'm like, body wraps, they're really great for you.
I just looked up the dog, Kennedy, the influencer that you met. She
yeah.
has 371 followers.
And
she's got
adorable.
A ways to go to get to 9 million.
And
to,
I love her.
To GIF Palm.
She doesn't need to because she's getting free stuff
right?
already.
I'll tell you what, man. Bobby the Pig, who rolls around here,
yes!
he is an influencer.
Real,
that guy,
Real Grumpy Cat only had 2.7 million followers, whereas the Pomeranian has.
Don't worry about Real Grumpy Cat.
Nine.
Real
million.
Grumpy Cat made a lot of money.
Yeah. Rest in peace, Grumpy Cat.
Rest in peace.
Rest in peace, R.I.P.
The Grumpy Cat.
So next year, look for dogs on deck if you want to go to Fenway with your dog and have the place to yourself.
Yes.
It's pretty
with your
amazing.
Influencer dog,
or just your regular old dog. We like them all.
Can I bring Bubba and can I start an Instagram for him?
You can do whatever you like, Annie.
Because he could be an influencer. He is relatable.
I love this woman has an influencer dog with 371
Can
followers.
They do a catwalk too? Because I'd love to bring the cats.
Yes.
I feel like there might be a little bit of tension between the
I
two.
I don't know what you're talking
do
about.
Do you put Who's your cats alpha? On a leash?
I could try.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.